and it just come just like that cut it up, you spread back out, then you wash it and put it in your gumbo.
The okra had what? Had shrunk?
They swung about too, you know, dried up like. But when you get ready, like tonight, I'm going to cook some big gumbo for dinner tomorrow. Take that okra tonight, whatever amount you want to cook, and take that, take those okra and put them in some water. Next morning, they done spread it out.
Yeah.
This is pretty. And,
Well, now you were talking about a place where you keep produce and that sort of stuff.
Produce?
Yeah, did you have a place where you keep your veg, you know?
Or, that manures and stuff to put up?
Yeah, well, just anything.
Well, they had a closet to keep all that stuff in.
I see.
Fruit and stuff. See, they would preserve the fruit. Just like get a lot of peaches, take them and preserve them, make preserves out of them. And,
What do you call it? Huh?
Make jelly.
Yeah.
Go and get our, take plums and make jelly out of the plums, you know?
Yeah. You mentioned a storeroom. What would you put in there?
The storeroom?
Yeah.
Well, that storeroom, that's where we put all the stuff, you know, that you preserve and put up, you know, you put that in now. Then we had a smokehouse. They put the meat in.
Uh-huh.
And it put that meat in the smokehouse, killed the meat, ran up the lard, and take the cracklings from the grease, you know,
mm-hmm.
and make soap out of it. And take the meat, put it down in salt for so many a couple of weeks, then take it out, take that meat out.
Yes, ma'am.
And sugar kill it, put our, get that sugar killed salt and rub in it, then hang it up. And Miller had a big hole dug in the smokehouse in the ground, and take green puck on limbs and sassafras. You ever seen any sassafras? You ain't never seen that, have you?
No, what's that?
That's a tree that grows and you go under the earth
and get the
and get the roots and take that and put it on that fire and all that flavor go into that meat and you smoke that meat for about 6 weeks, then you got fix you some sacks.
What kind?
Grace, little old grace. Take grace sacks and make them.
What were they made out of?
Grace sacks, just like the grace sacks you get stuff in, you know, and you turn in and cut it and fix it to the size of your ham,
uh-huh.
and you put on. You turn in and put those hams in those sacks and whitewash it with whitewash, you know, lime.
Mm-hmm.
And then let it still hang up in the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it comes a little damp weather, Papa would make the boys go and start up a smoke that to keep us from, you know,